is conditional use number 2274, R&amp;J Farms Limited Partnership.
Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend approval of CU 2274 for Jed James, R&amp;J Farms Limited Partnership, for a repair business based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed repair facility is small, and with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. It is also small enough that it will not negatively impact traffic or nearby roadways. DLDOT has stated that the traffic impact will be diminutive. Two, the location is mostly surrounded by farms and other large tracts of land. The applicant has tilled the surrounding land for the last 50 years and tills approximately 310 acres. The proposed use provides a service to Sussex County farmers and small businesses in the area by providing a convenient location for diesel repair services for trucks and agriculture equipment. Four, there's a 40 by 45 foot building with a 30 foot ceiling on the property that will be used for the business. Five, the applicant stated that he intends to have no more than four trucks being worked on at any one time. This small use, including the existing pole building, is very similar to the type of repair and maintenance work that a farmer would be permitted to do on his or her farm equipment under the property's AR1 zoning. Six, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the use shall be limited to diesel repairs on trucks and farm equipment. There shall not be any retail sales occurring on the property. B, one lighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not be larger than 32 square feet per side. C, security lighting shall be shielded and downward screened so that it is directed away from neighboring properties and roadways. D, any dumpsters shall be screened from view of neighbors and roadways. The dumpster locations shall be shown on the final site plan. E, all repairs shall occur indoors within the existing building or in outdoor areas in locations shown on the approved final site plan. No outside storage of parts or other materials associated with the use shall be permitted. F, the hours of operation shall occur between 7 a.m. and 8:30 p.m., 7 days a week. G, no junked, unregistered, or permanently inoperable vehicles, trucks, or trailers shall be stored on the site. H, there shall be no more than four trucks or trailers on the site at any time. I, there shall not be any parking in the front yard setback. J, the parking shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. Trucks and farm equipment shall only be parked and worked on within these designated areas. K, all oils and other fluids shall be properly stored indoors in appropriate containers. The applicant shall also comply with all state and federal requirements for the disposal of these fluids. L, there shall be sanitary bathroom facilities installed for this use. The type and location of these facilities shall be shown on the final site plan. M, the site shall be subject to all DLDOT entrance and roadway requirements. N, any violation of these conditions may be grounds for termination of this conditional use. O, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2274, Jed James, R&J Farms Limited Partnership, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.